Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our first case for argument is United States v. Inez Barea. Ms. Cincinnati.
Good morning. May it please the court, counsel. My name is Gabrielle Cincinnati. I represent Mr. Yanez Barea. Acceptance of responsibility is not simply a criminal justice sentencing principle. It is also a principle of human dignity. The reason acceptance of responsibility is credited is because it suggests that a defendant has come to terms with his criminal conduct, admitted his human failings, and that it is the beginning of rehabilitation and a lack of recidivism. We give credit in sentencing procedure for this type of human self-reflection. For the same reasons, an individual who undergoes this process displays the greatest of human dignity. In this case, Mr. Yanez Barea was denied both. Mr. Yanez Barea comes to this court with a very narrow issue. Under Section United States Guidelines Section 3E1.1, does flight alone prohibit a reduction for acceptance of responsibility? In other words, under the exceptional circumstances provision, where a defendant has received an obstruction of justice enhancement based upon his flight, is he foreclosed from also receiving a downward departure for acceptance of responsibility? The facts in this case are very simple. Mr. Yanez Barea assisted a Mexican drug cartel under the direction of an individual named Jose Farias by unloading tractor trailers carrying drugs. After surveilling a potential drug transportation effort, law enforcement made contact with Mr. Yanez Barea, who immediately, unequivocally, and fully disclosed his involvement in the crime without counsel. The other individuals involved, the other transactions of which law enforcement was not aware, and his full participation in the illegal activities. Then, remarkably, he agreed to surreptitiously record his co-conspirators during the drug transportation effort to aid law enforcement.
What do you do about his flight, though? He became a fugitive, and the government makes the point that he was gone for 5 years, and there were pretty extensive resources into locating him, apprehending him, extraditing him. Then when he came back, you know, all the cooperation was pre-flight. So I understand why you're emphasizing that, but the flight is what everything turns on.
Your Honor, the flight is taken into consideration under the guidelines, under the obstruction of justice enhancement. Mr. Yanez Barea did not dispute that enhancement, and indeed that enhancement would apply in a situation such as this.
Right, so what makes this extraordinary to then equally qualify for acceptance?
Well, under the acceptance guideline for Section 3E1.1, the guidelines offer a list of potential activities that a defendant may undertake in order to achieve recognition for their acceptance of responsibility. However, under Note 3, entry of a plea of guilty prior to commencement of trial, combined with truthfully admitting his conduct, would be sufficient. Mr. Yanez Barea.
There's no question, counsel, that your client would have received such a reduction, except for his flight to avoid prosecution, and Section 3E1.1. So let me repeat my colleague's question with a somewhat different slant, which is, how is it an abuse of discretion for a district judge to do something that 3E1.1 says is the norm, which is to deny an acceptance reduction to somebody who has an obstruction of justice enhancement?
Well, Your Honor, if I may, my understanding of the 3E1.1 is that in extraordinary circumstances,
that is certainly possible. The question on appeal is not whether it is possible, but whether the district judge abused his discretion in saying no when the guidelines provide that no is the normal answer.
From Mr. Yanez Barea's fact pattern, no, there's not more that Mr. Yanez Barrera could have done to accept responsibility.
He could have remained in the United States.
That's correct, Your Honor, but that is the flight. And that is what ultimately serves as, in this particular case, as the bar, a patent bar to getting acceptance of responsibility credit.
What's difficult for me is what Judge Easterbrook is asking about is the abuse of discretion standard. So in a situation like this, would you say it's mandatory for pre-flight cooperation to then yield acceptance of responsibility offense level reduction?
I'm sorry, could you repeat your question?
Yeah, so what you're not answering, I mean, he's dealt you a hard hand here. What you're not answering is what makes it extraordinary. And what you keep coming back to, which I understand, it's the best card you have, is the pre-flight cooperation. Okay, but what Judge Easterbrook's pointing out is it's discretionary. And so the only way I think you can get there is for us to effectively hold in a situation where there is pre-flight cooperation and he comes back, he's found, extradited, pleads guilty, that acceptance is a must. Acceptance credit. And that runs you into the guideline.
I think that if a defendant ultimately, so just a couple of corrections, he didn't just accept responsibility pre-flight. He also accepted responsibility once he returned, safety valve proffered, offered right. The government additional evidence against him.
Did Judge Blakey have any discretion here in your view?
I think that in this particular situation, what ultimately ends up happening is Judge Blakey creates a bright line rule where there's not more that this particular defendant could have done in order to
accept
responsibility.
He could have remained in the United States.
But that is captured by the obstruction of guidelines enhancement. That conflates then, if that is the bar, and
no,
that's exactly
no, look,
my point.
There is no bar. The guideline provides that the norm is no reduction if there's an obstruction of justice enhancement. The question I'm asking, what Judge Scudder is asking is, how is it an abuse of discretion? That's the standard on review for a district judge to stick with the norm.
Again, in this particular fact scenario, there is not more that this defendant could have done to accept responsibility.
Except stay in the United States. It's absurd for you to continually say there's not more he could have done. There is much more he could have done. Like, stay in the United States those 5 years.
Understood, Your Honor.
You don't want us to ignore that. Well, maybe you want us to ignore that, but
no,
we can't.
I do not want you to ignore that. I want recognition that Mr. Yanez Barrera received an enhanced sentence. Not only did he receive an enhanced sentence for his flight under the obstruction enhancement, he also forego.
Let me put it a different way. You're making the sort of argument that you would make to a sentencing judge. It didn't succeed with Judge Blakey. The kind of argument you need to make in a court of appeals is that Judge Blakey abused his discretion. And you might perceive that we are having trouble seeing it because you're not even arguing it. You're just making the kind of argument you make to a sentencing judge. It's a different argument on appeal.
Judge, under an abuse of discretion standard, the actions of the district court, the determination of the district court, doesn't make sense here. It doesn't make sense because the flight is a separate consideration from the acceptance of responsibility, and what the guidelines offer to us is that in exceptional circumstances, acceptance of responsibility can still be credited to a defendant. Again, this particular fact pattern offers exceptional acceptance responsibility with the exception of the flight.
Thank you, counsel. Ms. Wright.
May it please the court, Misty Wright on behalf of the United States. This court should affirm the defendant's sentence. The sentencing guidelines presume that where there is obstruction, there is no acceptance unless a defendant can show that his case is extraordinary. and the district court did not clearly err in finding that this defendant's case was not extraordinary. The defendant was arrested in the midst of a multi-kilogram narcotics transaction. He was told he would be charged. He gave a deficient post-arrest statement that omitted certain information. He agreed to cooperate on the basis of that agreement. He was released, and he did cooperate by making some recorded calls, but then he secretly absconded, and he remained a fugitive for over 5 years. He fled internationally to Mexico, and it took two countries many resources and a significant amount of time, over 5 years, to locate, apprehend, and extradite the defendant to bring him back to face the charges. After he returned to the United States involuntarily, he did plead guilty, and he sat for a safety valve proffer, and he got the benefits of that proffer by having the mandatory minimum removed from his sentence and getting a 2-offense-level reduction in the calculation of his guideline range. And neither the defendant's initial cooperation nor his post-obstruction plea and proffer rendered his case extraordinary in this case. And the district court properly concluded that there should be no acceptance credit given. Alternatively, any error in calculating the defendant's offense level was harmless here. The district court three times indicated that it would have imposed the same sentence even if it had calculated the guidelines range differently, and it explained why, that this sentence was being, the thrust of the sentence was coming from the 3553A arguments here. And if there are no questions from this panel, the government requests that this court affirm the district court's judgment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Wright. Anything further, Ms. Sansonetti?
Judge, I just wanted to address the court's question. In the sentencing findings, Judge Blakey found that Mr. Yanez Barrera's flight, quote, "I believe counsel is correct that your recidivism risk is low," and stating that, and the court stated that that analysis changed a little bit when he fled. A little bit. If we're talking about a scale and we're tipping the scales between flight and the level of acceptance of responsibility that Mr. Yanez Barrera displayed, then a little bit isn't tipping the scale in favor of not receiving the acceptance credit. I also want to briefly address the government's argument.
Thank you, counsel. Ms. Sansonetti, the court appreciates your willingness to accept the appointment in this case. The case is taken under advisement.